We thank our Lord Jesus Christ that this time coming to the Garden Grove Chapel, I realize that is a whole new look.
感谢主，园林教会带给我们高中神训班这么一个美好的环境。
We thank the Lord Jesus Christ that the Garden Grove Church has provided us a very good environment for the seminar.
求主耶稣纪念大家的爱心跟辛劳。
May our Lord Jesus Christ remember everyone's love and labor. Now we shall pray together. Let's ask our Lord Jesus Christ to lead our service. Now let's all pray together in one heart. Our brothers and sisters, may peace be with you. May the grace of the Lord be with everyone.
在前不久，我们加州有一个投票。 赞成夫妻的定义是一个先生跟一个太太，一男跟一女。
Not long ago, there was a law that was voted on regarding the definition of marriage being that of one man and one woman.
那其实这个提案在几年前，加州的公民就已经通过了，婚姻就是一男一女的一个结合。
In fact, some years ago, this proposition was already passed in that the definition of marriage would be between one man and one woman.
但是在三藩市的有一些公职人员、一些法官，他们有不同的看法，所以再一次的让这个加州的公民来决定。
But because there were some differences in opinions at the official level in San Francisco as well as the judges there, that this proposition has to be brought back for voting.
小弟来美国二十几年，从来没有去过一次投票。For
20-some years that I've been in the United States, I've never gone to vote.
但是小弟觉得这个议题有关整个我们的一个信仰的走向，跟我们的价值，整个民族的价值有关系。But
I feel that this proposition has an effect on the directions of Christian faith, as well as the value that we place in the things in the society.
所以小弟也去投一票。So
I went to vote as well.
感谢主，加州的公民还是认为应该是一个男生一个女生来组成婚姻。Thank
the Lord, the majority of the population in California still feel that marriage should be between a man and a woman.
虽然这次赞成的人数比上次投票人数还赞成的还少。
Even though the four votes were less than last time.
但是有在帕拉奥托北加州有一所高中，他们也因为学生不到18岁，他们让学生来模拟这样的一个投票。But
in the Palo Alto High School in Northern California, they actually had a mock voting session for the students to vote on this.
结果学生他们反对这个提案。
And the students actually disagree with this proposition.
就是说他们赞成同性恋应该是合法的。In
other words, they agree that homosexuality is lawful.
我们这次在这边举办高中生的这种神学训练。This
time we're holding a high school theological seminar training.
盼望我们教会的高中生，我们教会的信徒对同性恋议题可以从圣经上有更清楚的了解。
We hope that our high school students, as well as our members, have a closer understanding on this issue from the Bible.
或者我们真的担心，再过几年之后，再投票，这些高中生都长大了，也许加州也会成为赞成同性恋合法化的一个州。Otherwise,
when our high school students grow up in a few years' time, and when this proposition is put on to vote again, this proposition would not get passed.
我们从圣经上来看三点，我们请下一个 slide。
Let's look at three points. Let's look at the next slide.
第一就是我们从圣经看，同性恋它是一种逆性的行为。
From the Bible, we can tell that homosexuality is actually an act of rebellion.
Against nature.
Which is against nature.
那第二个，同性恋是一种可羞耻的罪恶。
The second is that homosexuality is considered a detestable act.
第三个，我们来看我们基督徒对这个议题的应该有的态度是什么。
The third is we'll look at this, this issue or this proposition as Christians.
我们从现在来看，我们下一个 slide 哦，这个 一般的夫妻啊，神的定义到底是什么样子的？
Next slide shows what is the definition for marriage.
我们来看创世纪一章二十七节。
Let's refer to Genesis chapter 1 verse 27.
我们一点一点来看哈。
We'll look at one point at a time.
创世纪一章二十七节二十八节。
Genesis chapter 1 verse 27 to 28.
请读二十七节二十八节。
Verse 27. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him.Male and female, he created them. 28. Then God blessed them, and God said to them, Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it. Have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.
这边提到神从起初就是照着形象造人。
Here it says that at the beginning, God created man in his own image.
这个形象就是真理、仁义、圣洁。
This image is that of truth, of righteousness, and of purity.
所以他造神的形象，造男也造女。
According to his own image, he created man and woman.
我们来看一章的二章的二十四节。
Let's refer to chapter 2, verse 24.
二章二十四节。
Chapter 2, verse 24.
二章二十四节。
Verse 24. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother.And be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.
这边提到亚当跟夏娃，他们要两人成为一体。
Here it says that Adam and Eve shall become one flesh.
所以人要离开父母，与妻子联合。
Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife.
所以神从起初是造亚当跟夏娃。
From the very beginning, God created Adam and Eve.
然后是一男一女。
It's one man and one woman.
一章二十八节说神赐福给他们呢。
Chapter 1 verse 28 says that God blessed them.
叫他们要生养众多。
And said to them, be fruitful and multiply.
没有一个宗教啊，像基督教，像圣经啊，这么公开的谈性啊。
There is not a religion out there that speaks of gender and sex so openly.
他说这个这是一种祝福。
It says that it is a type of blessing.
因为借着这样子啊。可以生养众多。
Because of this, they shall be fruitful and multiply.
它是一种男女的结合。
It is actually a communion of men and women into one flesh.
神在创造人之前也创造动物。
Before God created man, he also created animals.
我们来看一章的二十一节。
Let's look at chapter 1, verse 21.
二十一节，二十二节。
Chapter 1 verse 21 verse 22.
21节22节
Verse 21.
请读。
So God created great sea creatures and every living thing that moves, with which the waters abounded, according to their kind, and every winged bird according to their kind. And God saw that it was good.
22节
22. And God blessed them, saying, Be fruitful and multiply.
这个神造动物的时候也祝福他们呢。
When God created animals, he also blessed them.
就是要他们生养众多。
He wanted them to be fruitful and multiply.
那怎么样生养众多呢？
So how can they be fruitful and multiply?
也是透过一种亲密的关系啦。
It is also through an act of intimacy.
那所以这个夫妻的亲密关系如果在神的道理下面是一种神的祝福。
The intimate relationship between A husband and wife is actually under the blessing of God.
那因为动物被造的时候没有神的形象。
But when animals were created, they did not have the image of God.
所以他们不晓得那个真理、那个圣洁到底是什么。
They did not know of the truth and purity.
所以有时候你看到动物他们在生养众多这件事情上面呢，可以随时发生，或者是跟任何一个发生，或在任何地方都可以发生啊。
That's why when you look at the animals, when they are in the act, they can actually do it anywhere with any other animal or at any time.
这个是因为他们本身被造的时候没有神的形象。
This is because when they were created, they did not have the image of God.
那我们不能说他们犯罪啊。
We cannot say that they have sinned.
但是人有神的形象啊。
But man has the image of God.
那如果今天人的这种行为也跟动物一样。
Today, if the actions of men were like that of the animal,
就是跟任何人随时都做这些亲密的行为
which is that we have intimate relationship with just anyone,
那这个是 沦落成为动物的形象。
Then we actually have fallen into the image of the animal.
事实上，这个有时候比洁净的动物都还不如。
Sometimes that will make us even lower than the pure animals.
因为神所造的一些洁净的动物，像鸽子啊，他们一辈子也就是保持一夫一妻。
Some of the clean animals that God had created, they actually maintain only a one-spouse relationship.
所以神从起初造男造女，祝福他们生养众多。
At the beginning, God created man to have one man and one woman and bless them to multiply.
那为什么神要造男又造女呢？
Why would God create men and women?
主要的目的就是他们可以彼此帮助。
The main reason is that they can help each other.
我们来看创世纪第二章的十九节。
Let's read chapter 2, verse 19.
我们从十八节开始读起。
Starting with verse 18.
到二十一节。
To verse 21.
二章十八节到二十一节。
Chapter 2, verse 18 to 21.
请读。
18. And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone. I will make him a helper comparable to him." 19. Out of the ground, the Lord God formed every beast of the field and every bird of the air and brought them to Adam to see what he would call them, and whatever Adam called each living creature, that was its name. 20. So Adam gave names to all cattle, to the birds of the air, and to every beast of the field, but for Adam there was not found a helper comparable to him.
Amen. 所以神啊，也让亚当试着在动物界当中找帮助。
God also let Adam try to find helper among the beasts and animals.
怎么找就是找不到帮助了。
But regardless of how much he tried, he would not find one.
这应该是指心灵深处啊，那一种寂寞啊，可以排解寂寞的啊，对你内心深处的一种安慰的帮助。
This is referring to the very deep comfort in the heart.
你知道一个人哦，如果他很寂寞，他也可以养一些宠物了。
We know that when a person is lonely, he can actually rear some pets.
他回家我会跟他的狗狗讲说，狗狗你好啊。
When he goes home, he can say to the dog, how are you?
狗狗会说 woof woof.
And the dog would say woof woof.
你会跟他讲，我今天心里很寂寞呢。
And you can tell the dog that I'm actually very lonely today.
他也说 woof woof.
And the dog would reply woof woof.
他实在是不知道你在讲什么。
And the dog may not understand what you're saying.
所以人寂寞的时候可以养宠物，会有一点帮助啊。
When men are lonely, they can actually rear pets to help.
但是没有办法真正对你心灵的一种闷，一种情绪很深的这种帮助是找不到的。
But that kind of help cannot really satisfy what is really deep inside.
所以圣经上讲，以撒娶了太太之后，他心里在妈妈过世之后，他心里才得到安慰。
The Bible says that after Isaac had married his wife, his heart was comforted since the passing away of his mother.
后来神就创造一个女人来帮助这个男人。
God later created a woman to help this man.
男人需要女人帮助，女人也需要男人帮助。
Men needs help from the women and vice versa.
因为他们是不一样的。
Because they are different.
他们是互补的。
They are actually complementary.
所以彼得前书第三章谈到这个先生要用知识跟太太一起住。
The first Peter, chapter 3 passage tells us that the husband shall use knowledge to be with the wife.
因为你的配偶跟你是不一样的。
Because your spouse is not the same as you.
所以你要有一点知识来了解，才懂得怎么样来爱护他们。
You need to have some knowledge in order to understand, to know how you should help them and understand them.
做更大的帮助，最大的帮助。
In order to be a greater help, the greatest help.
所以有人说，男人跟女人不一样，就好像水牛跟蝴蝶一样。
Some people actually say that men and women are so different that they're just like a cattle and a butterfly.
A buffalo and butterfly.
A buffalo and a butterfly.
说男人像水牛啊。
Buffalo is like what men is like.
比较肮脏一点。
Very more on the dirty side.
比较粗壮一点。
And more on the rough side.
比较粗心一点。
And more on the careless side.
女人像蝴蝶。
Women is like butterfly.
比较漂亮一点。
It's more beautiful.
比较高雅一点。
More elegant.
比较脆弱一点。
More fragile.
但是在田野里面你看这个水牛跟蝴蝶在一起的图画是非常漂亮的。
But when you look into the field and see the buffalo and the butterfly together, it's actually a very pretty picture.
真的，在生活当中，我们会知道男人跟女人是很多地方不一样。
Indeed, we will find that in life, men and women are very different.
我们这次上课很多讲员都要站在弟兄这边讲啊，姐妹这边不用站在他们前面，站弟兄前面讲就可以了。
This time, a lot of the lecturers would actually have to stand in front of the brothers to give their lecture.
为什么呢？
Why is that?
一个传道说，弟兄的口袋里面有蚂蚁啊。
One preacher said that the pockets of the brothers have ants.
坐不住啊。
They cannot sit still.
常常听课都是这样听啊。
And when they listen to their class, they will actually put their head down.
姐妹啊，你无论走到哪里，眼睛都一直盯着你看，这样。
But for the sister, regardless of where you walk to, their eyes are fixed on you.
这是真的。
This is actually very true.
所以有人说，女人啊，听话，两个耳朵都听进，两个耳朵都听进去的。
That's why some people say that women are so attentive that their ears are actually all the way heard in.
很多男人都是一个耳朵听，一个耳朵出去的。
And for the brothers or for men in general, when they listen, it goes in one ear and comes out the other.
那女人是两个耳朵听，从嘴巴出去啊。
同时。
两个耳朵听进去，那嘴巴出去了，讲出去了。
Oh, okay.
话很多了。
So for women, they actually listen in from both ears, and then it comes out of the mouth.
啊，这个男女不一样，所以可以辅助。
Men and women are different. That's why they can help each other.
那这个同性恋呢？啊，是一种逆性的行为。
However, homosexuality is actually against nature.
我们来看罗马书一章二十六节。
Let's refer to Romans chapter 1 verse 26.
罗马书一章二十六节。
Romans chapter 1 verse 26.
一章二十六节，二十七节。
Chapter 1 verse 26 to 27.
请你读。
Verse 26. For this reason God gave them up to vile passions, for even their women exchanged the natural use for what is against nature. 27. Likewise also the men, leaving the natural use of the women, burned in their lust for one another,men with men committing what is shameful and receiving in themselves the penalty of the error which was due.
二十六节、二十七节把这个同性啊啊这种行为，把它称为啊这个放弃了顺性的用处啊这个一种逆性的行为。
Verse 26 and 27 explain homosexuality as giving up to vile passions, and against nature.
哦。这个男女的结合，这是神的一种设计，这是顺性的。
The union of men and women is actually created by God, and it is for nature.
啊，从生理的创造来讲，这是顺性的。
From the sense of what is created for reproduction, it is actually flowing with the nature.
那提到说这个同性恋，它原来是开始是什么？是彼此贪念哦。异火攻心，彼此贪念呢。
But here it explains that homosexuality started with giving up to vile passion and actually burn in the lust.
你看那个在同性恋很多发这个有的地方常常在监狱里面。
You see that homosexual acts happen a lot in the prison.
啊，为什么呢？
Why is that?
因为他们找不到顺性的用处了，所以只好用逆性的来呀。
Because they cannot find a partner that is natural, that's why they are going against nature.
这是一种是一种异火攻心的行为。
This is actually an act that resulted out of burning in the lust.
小弟的了解，比如说在台湾早期的同性恋，它是被禁止的。
In my understanding, in Taiwan earlier on, homosexuality was prohibited.
所以这些同志们呢，他们都是选择在这个公共厕所或者澡堂里面呢，做这样的一种事情。
That's why these type of people would actually find their acts in public toilet or in bathhouses.
他们也不在乎对象到底是谁啊，甚至有一种杂交的行为。
They don't actually mind who the partners are, so they're even actually just doing it with anyone.
这个怎么会是爱呢？这是欲海，这不是爱。
Why would that be called love at all? It is actually lust.
这是逆性的。
It is against the nature.
这是用肛门的，这是用那个大肠的末端啊，在从事亲密活动，那是排便的地方，是很肮脏的地方，怎么可以？怎么这样啊？这个是逆性的。
It is actually using the rear part of our bodily system, and it's not It's not natural.
所以我们, 一个基督徒啊, 要对神的心意要有一个, 了解。
That's why as Christians, we need to have a close understanding of the will of God.
我们生活要顺着神的设计来生活。
For our living, we need to go with what God has designed for us.
从旧约神就教导我们, 男生跟女生是有分别的。
From the Old Testament, God already told us that there is difference between men and women. Let's look at Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5.
生命记22章第5节。
Deuteronomy chapter 22, verse 5.
22章第5节。
Chapter 22, verse 5.
请读。
Verse 5. A woman shall not wear anything that pertains to a man, nor shall a man put on a woman's garment. For all who do so are an abomination to the Lord your God.
神在这个生活上面也教导我们，男的你穿着要像男的，不要穿得像女的。
God has taught us that as men, we need to dress like men and not women.
女的你不要穿得像男的。
And as women, we should not dress like a man.
有一次有一个五旬教会的朋友来到我们教会当中。
So one time there was actually a friend from another Pentecostal denomination who came to the church.
第一个问题他问我说。
The first question he asked me,
你们教会的姐妹怎么穿裤子呢?
How come your sisters in the church wear pants?
这个是男人穿的。
This is something that is worn by men.
其实是旧约啦。
Actually, that is Old Testament.
但是旧约, 但这个律法都在十字架上被成全了。
Of course, all the laws in the Old Testament were already fulfilled on the cross.
但是哦, 他那个精神是存在的。
But the spirit is there.
就是男的要像男的, 女的要像女的。
Which is that men shall be men and women shall be women, and this is the spirit that still exists. That's why in the New Testament, Paul also asked the Church of Corinth, isn't what your spirit telling you that men having long hair is against your nature?
新约他也告诉你男的要像男的女的要像女的。
So even in the New Testament, he's telling the members that men shall be men and women shall be women.
所以神有分别，是造男也造女，造男造女，没有造不男不女。
God created men and women, and he did not create anything in between.
不男不女是罪恶下面的一个产物。
Those who are in between or outside of this boundary are actually the result of sin.
所以人妖啊, 也是一种逆性的行为了。
That's why those who are not considered either sex were also against
这个人,
God.
人妖英文他把它换成 she-male, 他是一个she也是一个male, 这个很奇怪。
These type of people are sometimes called she-male in English.
这个在泰国又被称为红衣人。
And in Thailand, they actually have a different way of calling them.
为什么？因为他们都通常艺术工作的，穿的红红的，这样啊，涂的红红的，是男生啊，穿的像女生，涂的像女生，所以就叫红衣人呢。
And in Thailand, in fact, they are called the red entertainer because they usually dress up to entertain.
那这些人本来刚开始是因为怕当兵啊，他们在那个国家呢，有一种草，他们叫女儿草。 所以他们就食用女儿草，那男人吃了女儿草，而女性的特征就出来了。
So what happened is in those countries, because the men tried to avoid being drafted to the military, so they would eat this type of grass that is called the women grass, and what it does is it induces the estrogen in the men to be more than they are.
最后他们就成为人妖啊。So
at the end, they become the she-male.
他们也是人也是妖啊。
They're We say that they're actually a man and also a monster.
因为看起来像人，可是走起路来妖里妖气了，所以叫人妖了。
And we actually can see that they might be like men, but then from the way they walk, they might look very unnatural.
这是逆性的行为。
It is actually something that is against nature.
所以同性恋的人啊，男的跟男的，因为是逆性，所以没有办法生孩子。
This is also the reason why men and men cannot have children together. They have to borrow eggs in order to have children.
因为是逆性的行为,
also, for women to be with women, they cannot have children either.
所以我们要对, 圣经的教训有个清楚的了解。
That's why we need to have a close understanding of the teaching of the Bible.
第二个 slide, 实际上讲这是一种可羞耻的情欲。
The next slide shows that homosexuality is actually a detestable and abominable act.
我们再来看罗马书的1章26节、27节。
Let's refer back to Romans chapter 1, verse 26 and 27.
罗马书1章26节、27节。
Romans chapter 1, verse 26 to 27.
因此神任凭他们放纵可羞耻的情欲。 他们里人把顺性的用处变成弟兄用处27节。男人也是如此去了你人顺性的用处，一伙攻心彼此贪恋，难得和男的行可羞耻的事，就在他们身上受了这妄为当得的报应。两次的保罗提到这是一个可羞耻的情欲。
For two times, Paul mentioned that this is actually something that is vile.
那我们来看创世纪的第2章25节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 25.
实际上这边提到，这个男女结为夫妻之后，它本身是不羞耻的。
The Bible says that when men and women become married, they're actually not ashamed.
我们来看第2章的25节，创世纪2章25节。
Let's look at Genesis chapter 2, verse 25.
2章25节。
Verse 25.
请读。
And they were both naked, and the man and his wife, and were not ashamed.
真的，我们结过婚，你就知道，这个你在房间里面呢，这个跟夫妻在，你一点都不会觉得羞耻。Once
you're married, you will know that you would not feel ashamed even in the same room.
这是神的祝福，这是神赐给人的福气。This
is the blessing of God. It is something that He has given us.
但是同性恋是羞耻的。But
homosexuality is shameful.
它是惹神愤怒的一种情欲。
It is actually a lust which brings about the wrath of God. Let's look at Genesis chapter 18, verse 20.
创世纪18章20节。
Genesis chapter 18, verse 20.
20节。
Verse 20.
请读。
And the Lord said, because the outcry against Sodom and Gomorrah is great and because their sin is very grave.
这边提到说这个索多玛跟俄摩拉的罪啊，深闻于我，就是神听到他们的。
It explains here that God actually heard the great sins of the city.
21节说他要下去看一看。So
verse 21 says that he will go down and see.
不是代表神要看他才可以知道。It
doesn't mean that God needs to see in order to know.
而是告诉我们神对这个事情非常的重视。It
is telling
对这件罪恶非常的重视。It
is telling us that God places a lot of emphasis on this sin.
我们来看19章的。 19章第4节、第5节。
Let's read chapter 19, verse 4 and 5.
这个谈到神派两个天使去看一看这个城市。
Here it says that God sent two angels to look at the city.
请读第4节、第5节。
Verse 4 and 5. Now before they lay down, the men of the city, the men of Sodom, both old and young, all the people from every quarter surrounded the house.
第5节。
5. And they called to Lot and said to him, Where are the men who came to you tonight? Bring them out to us that we may know them carnally.
We may know them. 这个原文就是说我们可以认识他们呢。
In the original text, it says that they may know them.
那很多这个圣经上讲他们整个城市的没有年老带孝通通来啊，男人啊，从老到少通通来啊。
The Bible explains that the men of the city, both old and young, everyone came.
要把这两个找出来，要 know them. 要我们中文是说，要认他们所为了，认我们所为。Then
the Bible says that they want to have them brought out so that they may know them.
很多同性恋的朋友们，他们说，或者是有一些朋友们，他们说，这个 know them 哦，这个只是一种友谊活动而已，认识一下而已，没有什么了不起的啦。
Some homosexual friends would say that this is actually just a type of friendly interaction.
实际上里面这个词句认识他们 know them 大概这个如果是一般的认识社交这样的一个解释大概出现948次。
In the Bible, when we look for the term know them in a social sense, there are actually an occurrences of 964.
Know them 这个词句指着亲密关系，通常指着男女跟女的亲密关系出现过152次。
And as for the meaning which refers to the intimacy between men and women, it exists or it occurred 152 times.
只有两个地方男人是受词，其他的地方都是女人是受词。
There are actually two places where men are considered shameful. The rest refer to
受词就是object. 他们就是男人是那个对象，受词是一个是 object 吗？
受词。Okay, so only in two places that the man would be considered the object for the action itself.
其他的地方是女人，所以告诉我们这个不是一般的联谊啦。
So this knowing is not referring to the typical social knowing.
如果是联谊，为什么十九章的第八节说呢？我看一下第几节。第七节说，众弟兄们，请你们不要做这恶事呢。
If that is really a very friendly social act, then why would Lot, it said in verse 7, do not do so wickedly?
其实这真的是一个他们的一个同性的行为，同性的恋恋的行为。
So what happened was that they were actually looking for homosexual acts.
我们看新约怎么样来解释这个历史事件的。
Let's look at how the Old New Testament interprets this event.
我们看犹大书的第七节。
Let's look at Jude verse 7.
犹大书的第七节。
The book of Jude verse 7.
犹大书第七节。
Jude verse 7.
请你读。
As Sodom and Gomorrah and the cities around them in a similar manner to these, having given themselves over to sexual immorality and gone after strange flesh, are set forth as an example, suffering the vengeance of eternal fire.
Gone after strange flesh, 英文就是随从逆性的情欲啊。这个是索多玛跟俄摩拉，他们是随从逆性的情欲啊。
The city of Sodom and Gomorrah actually were considered to have gone after strange flesh.
所以是完全是同性恋的行为。
It is actually the act of homosexuality.
你可以想想看，这个城市连老带少，男的要来做这种，把这个同性恋当成一种公众性的一种娱乐大家一起来从事娱乐节目。
Can you imagine that all the men in the entire city would want to commit this type of social sexual act? As an entertainment for the entire city.
怪不得亚伯拉罕讲说，如果这城市有十个义人呢，神不毁灭他，最后神还是把他毁灭了。
No wonder Abraham asked that if this city has 10 righteous persons, that God would not destroy them, and even that request was not fulfilled because there were less than 10.
其实这样的一种羞耻的情欲是在旧约里面神是很惹神生气的。
This type of acts.Would bring about the great wrath of God.
我们来看利未记的十八章二十二节。
Let's refer to Leviticus chapter 18.
利未记十八章二十二节。
Leviticus chapter 18 verse 22.
二十二节。
Verse 22.
到二十三节。
To verse 23.
请读。
You shall not lie with the male as with the women. It is an abomination.
这是可憎恶的事啊。
It is considered an abomination.
二十三节。
Verse 23.Nor shall you mate with any animal to devour yourself with it, nor shall any woman stand before an animal to mate with it. It is perversion.
圣经上常常把这个同性的行为跟兽性、跟兽的这种亲密的行为把它连在一起讲，这是同样神都是讨厌这样的事情呢。
The Bible often link homosexual acts with the acts with animals, and they are both considered abomination.
我们来看二十章的十三节到十六节。
Let's refer to chapter 20.
二十章十三节到十六节，又把这些事情都谈在一起了。
Verse 13 to 16 also link all these acts together.
请读。
Verse 13. If a man lies with the male as he lies with the women, both of them have committed an abomination. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood shall be upon them. 14. If a man marries a woman and her mother in his wickedness, they shall be burned with fire, both he and they that they...Maybe no wickedness among you. 15. If a man mates with an animal, he shall surely be put to death, and you shall kill the animal. 16. If a woman approaches any animal and mates with it, you shall kill the woman and the animal. They shall surely be put to death. Their blood is upon them.
所以这三样的罪恶把它放在一起，这个都是逆性的行为啊。
These three types of sins are being put together as against the nature.
这个都是可羞耻的行为啊。
These are all abomination.
都是要打死的，用石头打死的。
And they shall be put to death.
我们要公平一点哦。我们圣经上列出可羞耻行为，还有其他的，我们再讲一下哦。
We have to be fair. The Bible also talked about other detestable acts, and we need to talk about them.
这个rape，强暴也是可羞耻的行为。
For example, rape is considered an abomination.
第七诫也是可羞耻的行为。
The seventh commandment, that what is against it, is considered an abomination.
做妓女也是可羞耻的行为。
For harlots, this is also an act of abomination.
甚至还有其他的罪也是用石头打死的，除了刚刚讲的这三种罪以外。
Other than the three types of sins, which are punishable by death, there are other sins as well.
你把你的儿子、小孩子，这个用金火把它烧掉给偶像，这个你要把它打死。
If you let your children pass through fire, which is offered to the idol, then they shall be stoned to death.
有的人交鬼，这些人把他打死。
If you actually interact with the demons, they shall be put to death.
有的人咒骂父母，这些人把他打死。
If someone cursed their parents, they shall be put to death.
有人行淫，这些人把他打死。
If anyone commits immorality, they shall be put to death.
所以我们这样一看，同性恋跟以上所举的罪恶。 它的严重性在神眼中是同等的。
So we can see that in comparing to these other sins which are punishable by death, we can see how grave the sin is in the sight of God.
今天很多同性恋的朋友会讲说，我们自己房间里面的事情，你为什么来管我们呢？ 难道我们没有这个choose我们这个lifestyle的自由吗？ 我们的生活形态，我们自己自由不可以选择吗？
There are many homosexual friends nowadays who would say to us that can we not have freedom to do what we want in our own bedroom?
你为什么要judge我们呢? 为什么要论断我们呢?
Why would you want to judge us?
如果说这个同性恋不能评论,
if we cannot judge homosexuality,
我说一个人跟他妈妈睡觉，你也不可以评论。
Then we can also say that a person who sleeps with his mother cannot be judged.
我们说一个人跟兽睡觉，你也不可以评论呢。
And a person who has sex with beasts, we shall not judge.
这就是房间里面的行为，这是都是一种lifestyle的选择，他自己要的，你管他做什么呢？
Because those are all actions that are carried out in the privacy of the bedroom and their lifestyle choice.
如果同性恋立法通过了，以后怎么样？以后跟亲戚、跟爸爸妈妈？ 结婚也可以通过吗? 以后跟兽立法也可以通过吗?
So if homosexuality is going to be allowed in the future, then what about sex with family members or with beasts? Will those also be allowed?
所以我们一个基督徒一定要有神的心。
As Christians, we must have the heart of God.
我们不要因为这个潮流一来，我们被冲得昏头转向。
We should not follow the trend or be influenced by the trend.
其实在这个时代，我们对恶的敏感性已经没有了。
In this evil generations, we become less sensitive to sins.
很多恶都被我们美化了，把它做说得很漂亮啊。
A lot of sins are actually beautified or packaged.
实际上讲这个换第七戒啊，这个是什么？这是奸夫是淫妇，实际上是这样讲的。
The Bible says that those who committed the seventh commandment or against the seventh commandment are considered adulterers.
那现在人怎么讲？
Now, what do we say?
我们不敢讲奸夫淫妇，谁敢讲？
Now, no one actually calls anyone else adulterer or adulteress.
我们说这是外遇呢，不小心遇在外面遇到的啦。
We say that it is an affair. It's something that they happen to stumble upon outside of marriage.
这是婚外情呢，这也是情啊，你不可以藐视我，这也是情啊。
It is actually a love affair outside of their marriage.
更好听的，一枝红杏出墙来，你看多么漂亮。
Some people actually even explain it as something that comes out of the wall.
我们现在的人已经对这个观念已经被模糊了。Now
we are becoming more and more confused.
当然我们知道，我们要了解有同性恋的倾向，不一定是有同性恋的行为。Of
course, we need to also acknowledge that when there is a tendency for homosexuality, it does not equate to the act itself.
有的人他有暴力的倾向。
And some people have tendency to be violent.
他不一定要杀人呢。
But they may not kill.
有的人有赌博的倾向。
Some people have tendency to gamble.
他不一定需要去拉斯维加斯。
But they may not have to go to Las Vegas.
这个倾向，这是一种人的罪性。
Tendency is actually a type of lust or the sinful desire.
但是靠着神的力量是可以把它控制住的。
But through the power of God, we shall contain it.
所以我们要知道，这个借着神一定有办法了。
We need to know that through God, it is possible.
所以我们再来看看我们这耶稣教会对同性恋应该有什么样的态度。
Let's look at what our church view homosexuality is.
我们看下个slide,
Next slide, please.
首先啊，我们觉得啊，我们要爱罪人啊。
First, we know that we must love sinners.
我们看路加福音七章三十四节。
Let's refer to Luke chapter 7 verse 34.
七章三十四节。
Luke chapter 7 verse 34.
七章三十四节。
Chapter 7 verse 34.
来，请读。
The Son of Man has come eating and drinking, and you say, Look, a glutton and a wine bibber, a friend of tax collectors and sinners.
别人都知道耶稣是罪人的朋友啊。
Other people know that Jesus is a friend of sinners.
其实耶稣也说，只有有病的才需要医生。
Even Jesus himself said that only those who are sick need a physician.
所以今天呢，我们真耶稣教会欢迎同性恋的朋友来慕道。
Our church today welcome homosexuals to true seek.
我们这个大门对所有的人是打开的。
Our door is open to every person.
但是进来之后呢，你要了解这个行为是神所厌恶的。
But after you come in, you need to understand that certain actions are not.
耶稣常常对人讲说 ，Go and sin no more. 你平平安安的离开吧，但是以后不要再犯罪了。
Just like how Jesus treated some of the sinners by saying to them, "Go and sin no more."
我们到肯雅去啊，其实肯雅很多都是有艾滋病的。
In Kenya, there are many who have AIDS.
有人这样讲，不晓得会很夸张，就是四个女人当中有一个是患艾滋病的。
Some even say that one out of every four women had AIDS.
那你看，我们帮他们洗礼，要帮他们洗脚礼啊。
But we also have to help them have baptism or foot washing.
那洗脚礼，他们有时候脚都是没有穿鞋啊，这个有伤痕啊，割伤的、啊。那我们有时候手也有破皮啊，那我就在想说，那到底要不要戴手套帮他们洗脚呢？
So when we're holding foot washing, we'll notice that sometimes because they don't wear shoes, they might have cuts on their feet. And sometimes we also have small cuts on our hands, so I think about whether we should put on gloves before we wash their feet.
想一想，哎呀，好像也会影响他们的信心了啊，就这样洗了。
After some thinking, I think that by putting on gloves may actually affect their faith negatively, so I just do it.
所以其实我们真耶稣教会是欢迎所有的朋友，耶稣是罪人的朋友了。
So actually, our church welcomes everyone, and just like how Jesus treats sinners as his friends.
所以我们哦，像现在有些人呐、啊，拿炸弹去炸那些那个堕胎的那些啊 clinic 哦，有些 clinic 帮人家做堕胎，有些去丢炸弹，甚至把那些医生啊把他杀了。
Some people actually would bring bombs or even kill the doctors of the clinic that perform abortion.
我们对同性恋的朋友，对这些人不必这样子了。主耶稣爱罪人。
We should not be like this towards our homosexual friends because we know our Lord Jesus loves all sinners.
但是哦，我们要恨恶罪，这是我们的心呢。圣经上的态度，神的心。
But we must hate the sin itself because this is the spirit of the Bible.
这个人是可以接受的，但是他来接受耶稣之后，这个罪一定要去掉。
We can accept a sinner, but the sin must be rid of.
所以我们对这个同性恋不可以赞同的。
That's why we cannot.
这个行为是不可以赞同的。
Agree with the homosexual act itself.
我们来看犹大书的二十三节。
Let's look at Jude chapter verse 23.
犹大书二十三节。
Jude verse 23.
犹大书二十三节。
Jude verse 23.
请读。
But others save with fear, pulling them out of the fire, hating even the garment defiled by the flesh.
好，那些情欲沾染的衣服，衣服代表一个人的行为啊。
Garment represents the acts of men.
啊，有些被情欲沾染的行为，你要厌恶。
The garment that is defiled by the flesh, we shall hate.
有些人我们真的要从火中把他们抢出来。
And some people we actually need to save from fire.
有些人真的我们要从惧怕的心怜悯他们。
And some people we need to save them with the heart of fear.
怜悯是爱这些人。
We have compassion because we love them.
衣服是行为，是要厌恶，不可以爱这些行为。
But the garment is actually the action, and we shall not love the action.
说实话，很多同性恋的朋友，他们人都特别 nice， 不晓得为什么。
And actually, we noticed that a lot of homosexual friends are extremely nice, and I'm not sure why.
那是比一般人哦，都还会做更好的朋友，真的。
They're actually better friends than a lot of other people.
你看那有那个啊，雅各的大儿子叫犹大。
The oldest
流便，对不起，流便。
The oldest son of Jacob, Reuben.
这个人实在是一个很好的人呢。
He was a very good person.
如果你读圣经，他真的是啊，也不是卖耶色，他也不愿意了。
he actually was not willing to sell Joseph.
太好了，好到连他阿姨他都去照顾了。
He was so good that he even took care of his aunt.
照顾到最后上他父亲的床。
And to the end where he actually went to the bed of his father.
这样讲，因为这样子，他失去了长子的名分。
The Bible said that because of that act, he lost the birthright.
犹大是不是好人？是好人。
He was a good man.
他是不是罪人？他是罪人。
But he was also a sinful man.
所以其实我们有很多朋友，他们实在是人很好，但是我们不可以说他的行为是对的。
A lot of our friends may have very good and very, very good friendly nature, but their acts are not right.
哦，我们要有忌邪的心呢。
We need to have a heart that detests evil.
你看那个腓尼哈哦，在这个民数记里面呢、啊，啊，有一个人叫腓尼哈，那个以色列百姓用奸淫的方法在拜偶像。
If you look at the Bible, there is actually a person by the name of Phineah, and they actually were worshiping idols through.
神因为他们当时这些以色列百姓啊，在巴利昆尔在这个在神庭这个地方啊，拜巴利昆尔哈，很就神用这个plague 哦，用瘟疫杀死好多人呢、啊。
God actually uses a plague to kill a lot of people at that time.
那正在大家伤心的时候，还有一个犹太首领啊，带一个这个外邦女子啊。摩押女子啊，就要去这个用邪淫的方法、啊、拜他们的神。
Because the people were very mournful at the time, there was a Moabite a woman that was brought to actually help them to worship idol.
那腓尼哈就拿着枪，安稳的跟着他们两个人呢、啊。
And so Phineah actually followed them.
啊，结果他们两个在行淫的时候呢，圣经讲他一枪把两个人插在地上。
And when they were in the act, the Bible said that the person actually put through a spear through both of them.
神说腓尼哈有我的心呢、啊。
And then the Bible said that God thinks that Phineah has my heart.
所以他世世代代的孩子都可以做我的祭司。
That's why his future generation shall be his priest.
我不是说今天我们看到最后我们都拿枪去插他们，不是这个意思哦。
I'm not saying that today we go out with the spear and kill every adulterer.
我们要有忌邪的心呢、啊。
But we need to have a heart that detests evil.
我说我看到我们弟兄姐妹很可爱哦。
Sometimes I notice that our brothers and sisters are very adorable.
我们一个年轻人当然买一栋房子，有三个房间。
A young person actually who's not married yet bought a house with 3 bedrooms.
啊，他就把两个房子出租啊。
So he rented out 2 rooms.
后来呢，他发现到他一个这个。Tenant 哦，一个房客啊，带一个女朋友回家过夜。
Later on, he realized that one of his tenants brought his girlfriend to stay over.
我们这个弟兄真的有忌邪的心。
This brother really had a heart of detesting evil.
你们要结婚。
He said that you must be married.
你不结婚，我不租给你啊。
If you're not going to get married, I'm not going to rent out to you anymore.
不可以做这种事情。
This is my house. You shall not do this.
他是有忌邪的心的。
He has a heart of detesting evil.
所以我们要厌恶恶。
So we need to hate evil.
今天呢、啊，你在很多国家，像加拿大，你讲同性恋是罪，你敢讲，他们就有办法把你抓到监狱里面，把你关起来。
In some countries today, for example, Canada, if you say that homosexuality is a sin, they actually have a way to imprison you.
但是我们真耶稣教在那边就讲这不是罪吗
？But would our church not say that homosexuality is sin in that country?
圣经的话不能改变。
The word of the Bible cannot be changed.
关的还是要讲啊。
Even if we are in prison, we would still speak. After we are released, we would still speak.
我们相信哦，神是有办法改变人性。
We believe that God can change men.
在真耶稣教有圣灵。
In the True Jesus Church, we have the Holy Spirit.
感谢主，这是我们祷告，很多孩子在灵里面啊，对这种神有体验。
We thank God that a lot of our youths this week have experienced the spiritual experience.
任何人带着任何罪来到神面前。
Every person or every man who has carried any kind of sin,
只要他常常祷告，就可以在灵里面得到更新。
As long as he is willing to come before God and praise before Him, he shall be renewed.
主耶稣一定有办法。
Our Lord Jesus has a way.
这是我们的态度。
This is our attitude.
所以弟兄姐妹们，让我们从圣经啊，对同性恋有一个更清楚的了解。
My brothers and sisters, we hope that we can have a better understanding of homosexuality from the Bible.
我想我们在座的不会有有这样的行为。
I believe that we would not have this kind of act among those of us here.
但是我们也不可以 approve， 也不可以就是投票让人来做这种行为啊。
But we shall not approve or to vote for this type of acts to be carried out.
这个中文看不太出来，英文很清楚的记载。
In Chinese Bible, it may not be clear, but in English, it's very clear.
我们来看罗马书一章哦，早上有个传道人提这一节哦。
Romans chapter 1, and this was mentioned earlier.
一章三十二节。
Chapter 1, verse 32.
一章的二十六节、二十七节，在谈到同性恋是一种可逆性的行为，也是一种羞耻的罪。
Now, verse 26 and 27 talked about this kind of act is actually given up to vile passion. It's against nature.
32节他做一个结论
了。Verse 32 is a conclusion.
我请你读。
Who, knowing the righteous judgment of God, that those who practice such things are deserving of death, not only do the same, but also approve of those who practice them.
这个英文讲 approve those who practice them. 如果你 approve,如果你赞同 approve 你认定这是对的，那其实啊，这个是神所讨厌的。
It says here that if we approve of those who practice them, then it says right here that God also detests them.
所以我们不但自己不要去做，也不要 approve， 也不要赞同别人去做。
That's why we shall not do it ourselves, and we should not approve of those who practice them.
以上从圣经来看啊，同性恋的行为。
And the above is my sharing with youyou the biblical perspective on homosexuality. Let's sing hymn 500.